I blame Bill Gates.
I blame Billie Eilish.
Ooh, you know what? I changed my answer. Can I blame Billie Eilish too?
I steal your answer. I blame Bill Gates.
Okay. Oh no!
You fool! You fool! I've given you the old decoy answer.
I blame everyone. That's my secret cap.
Okay.
I blame everyone. All right. So we'll just have to continue like this, my friends.
Like everything's running according to plan.
It's all going according to plan, boss.
And it's a hot one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, boys.
Boss
You're
Santana.
The judge here.
It's Boss Santana made that song, right?
Careful.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's me, Boss Santana. And it is a hot one, but also we got a hot one for you guys.
Ooh,
for yous guys.
For yous guys
in the audience.
A sizzler.
Good joke, boss. You always hit him with the good joke right
yeah,
in the right
boys,
in the first.
That was
Thank
a good
you.
One, boys. Oh.
Was that enough for a type 5? I don't really know if that's hopefully because that's all I got.
Maybe you lose 5, boss. I'm sorry. Hey. I don't have the jokes. I'm sorry, boss.
Come up here. Come up here, little Ricky. Come up here, little Ricky. Come on. That was good. One.
Well, I knew a loose 5 back in high school. Her name was...
Sandy?
Sandy?
Is that you?
Anywho.
Technically, you're not.
This is a No Dumb Idea podcast.
Yeah, if you... Yes, yeah, I was literally about to say, welcome. We've got a fun little fun game for y'all and... But before we dive into that, I thought, why don't we check in with our hosts on this hot, hot fucking summer? If anyone wants to take the lead.
Yeah well.
So, go ahead.
Ooh. Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it. Go.
You know, I'm here. It's Gibbledane here. Happy to record another episode of No Dumb Idea. You know, it's a podcast where we do game shows, little improv bits, trivia, you know, just quizzing each other, having fun. And we do it all using pop culture, different things throughout comic books, movies, TV, different televisions.
TVs, yeah, different, just not shows, TVs.
Yeah, just TVs. And
Vizio,
Sony. From your TVs.
So yeah, we're getting into it. Gibbledane here. My week this week, I feel like I brought it up on the podcast recently too. I fucking hate my job, so yeah. my week has just been like applying different places, doing interviews, you know, just a bunch of work related stuff. But you know, when I'm not focusing on finding a new job so I could not blow my fucking brains out, I've been having a Fortnite brain rot. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite
recently.
I'm sure
that's made things a lot better.
It kind of has. It's given me purpose.
Rotting the brain.
No, it's been fun. It's been fun. You know, I haven't played since fucking they brought in the Infinity Gauntlet, like back in 2018, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, with Thanos from Fortnite?
Yeah, yeah.
With Palpatine from Fortnite? With Palpatine
I mean, yeah, from probably Fortnite? Around the same time. I haven't played since then, but, you know, I got back
honestly,
in.
Probably.
And it's just a good way of socializing with my friends, because I live, like, long distance from where my childhood friends are. So, just the fact that I've been talking...
My real friends.
My real friends, not these two jamokes on the fucking podcast. Not my podcast acquaintances, my co-hosts, as
you
I
should,
call you.
You should see if your friends would be possibly interested in socializing over a good game. Burn.
No. but it's you know, it's fun. It's fun. Say what you will about Fortnite, but I'm just happy at the fact that I'm talking to friends, and you know, it's bringing back memories of like the 2010 Xbox Live party chat kind of
Oh, true.
Oh, God. I hope it's not too
not
close.
Too much. No, not.
Yeah, not the content.
We're not using too many gamer words over here. But you know, other than that, I've done some little, I've been buying Minimates again. You know, I'm a big Minimate customizer, and for a minute I just wasn't buying anything or collecting anything. And I don't know, I think that might be no other hobby of mine right now apart from video games is kind of like giving me interest. So it sucks, because like I love Magic the Gathering, but I've been trying to like play lately, I've been trying to deck build lately, and like nothing. I just can't find the like, I look at the cards and I'm just like, oh man, I'm just not feeling it right now. Like, I'm just not, like, I don't think I'm never gonna play Magic again, but I'm just like, I need to not, like,
you're out of the hyper fixation.
Exactly. Yeah, I need to take a break from that for sure, because like and now I'm playing Fortnite.
Replace that hyper fixation
with Fortnite. Yes. V-Bucks, guys. Apparently. I'm in the bucket with V-Bucks. I really need some. No. Rent's coming up.
Oh.
Rent's coming up. No, never. Jeez. Never, never, never. God.
I worked with a guy who would constantly pour money into Dislight, the mobile game, and it just, like, it made me sick to my stomach every single time I saw him purchasing the cards for it.
Oh, my God.
Please, no.
Yeah.
Please spend your money on anything physical that's an actual thing.
I mean, I've been playing Fallout 3 as well, you know, so I'm not just playing Fortnite. I'm not just a scrubby Fortnite gamer.
The two F games.
The Fallout two best Fortnite. F games. And we also recently, speaking of F things, we watched an F movie, Furiosa. Oh,
okay. We did.
We watched Furiosa, the three of us together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should all get into that. Like, I don't know. It was a great movie. It was great. No one's watching it. It sucks. I don't know.
Not the movie. It sucks that no one's watching it.
Yeah. It sucks that no one's watching Furiosa, because it's just it's a
the movie's great.
Perfect Mad Max prequel. But I don't know. People want more dudes in the movie. I'm just thinking everyone's gay. You know, all these straight dudes that are like, I don't want any ladies in my movies. You're just gay, dude.
I just want rippling buff guys. Come on.
Crying with each other.
Kind of sus.
Yeah.
There was a comedian, I forget which one, but I loved. He had a bit where it was like, oh, if you ask any like buff guy or any guy, like, what do you like about women? They're like, oh, they're so cute and like small and petite. But if you ask a gay guy, they're like, oh, give me a guy. They're muscular. They're hairy. And it's just like, yeah, that's like more masculine to be gay than it is to be straight, really.
There you go.
I always loved that mentality.
That's so funny.
But Furiosa, damn good movie.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
It was pretty solid.
Yeah, definitely go check it out if you haven't. And if you have, go check it out again, because a second viewing is always good, too.
Just like the first one, it's an action, nonstop action.
It had a very satisfying ending.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it did.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
yeah, in a lot of different ways. So,
oh yeah,
both in providing context for the Fury Road movie and for its own wonderful story. Line.
Yeah. That was my week, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For my week, I also have been applying to a lot of new jobs, you know, trying to just make a change here. Hopefully that'll happen soon. In the meantime, been like trying to fix car troubles and trying to not accidentally give myself a concussion in the meantime.
It's really hard, actually, apparently.
Apparently it's very difficult to avoid dropping things right on your skull. I found out a few days ago. So yeah. So other than that, just been, you know, trying to hang in there, and I've been playing. I did watch The Acolyte today, the new Star Wars show.
That's right.
I didn't know it was out.
I must say, it's fucking very cool. I like it a lot. I saw, which is weird because I saw a ton of people complaining about it, but it's Star Wars, so I'm not surprised that people are complaining about it.
Yeah,
it's honestly super fun. It's very like kung fu, with like wire tricks and stuff.
It sounds like, too. A lot more practical effects.
A lot of practical effects, I would say. Like a lot of cool characters, a lot of cool, interesting characters. This is our first live action thing that we got in the High Republic era.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 300, 500 years before New Hope, and before
120 years one. Before. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, this is the Jedi at the height of their power. So all the Jedi that you come across in this, like, they are incredibly strong in the Force, because Jedi in general had their connection to Force hadn't been poisoned by Palpatine yet. Yeah, it's very cool. It's very fun to watch. I would say,
how long is it?
So far, they have 2 episodes out. I think they're gonna go.
Oh, that's right. 10? It's Disney. They don't. Yeah, I forgot Disney doesn't do all at once. Mm-hmm. So,
not anymore.
I think they're making some. Yeah, they did sometimes, but yeah. I think they're going 10, but they just put out 2 that are already up. And
yeah, the first 2.
Very satisfied with that. You know what's crazy? I was trying to find some anime that I had already watched before that I want to rewatch and show to my girlfriend. And when I was looking for it, I couldn't find it like available on any sites, including except for if I had the premium Crunchyroll. But then I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute, I used to watch this on Hulu, and Disney Plus has a partnership with Hulu now. So I go to Disney Plus, and now you can watch the Hulu animes through the Disney Plus app.
Oh, wow.
So I just was able to watch it on Disney Plus, and that felt so weird. Like, it just
What anime was it?
Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works.
Boku no Pico?
Oh, nice. Yeah, it is weird, though, to have that, because I've seen, like, horror movies on Disney Plus. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I could watch First Omen or whatever. Like, it's like, wow,
there's legitimately like gory stuff on Disney Plus now, and there's also like legitimately horny stuff on Disney Plus now. Meanwhile they're collecting a lot of like famous shows and movies on their platform. Now
I mean, obviously, like, Disney is like a huge conglomerate, you know what I mean? And like, just the fact that it's like, it's part of it is like, okay, everyone's getting tired of the MCU. Once Deadpool comes in, that's when it's R-rated. That's when we're getting a lot more edgier, you know, like, I guess R-rated content made by Disney. But it's like, fuck, do we really want them to also have the horny market too? Like, is this a good idea? Like,
it's going to be awfully sterile, that's for sure.
It's sterile horniness. Yeah. Sex for the purpose of procreation.
As God intended.
Disney Plus and Pornhub to, like, have, like, the same app.
A.K.A. sex for the purpose of procreation.
Exactly.
You got Disney Plus, and then you have fucking, like, I don't know, Pisney Plus.
No, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be, like, Disney's going to get into porn, right? But it's going to be, like, you're going to get a 10-episode season. Where, like, the first nine episodes are, like, them meeting each other and the origin and them hanging out. The last 10 minutes of the last episode, they fuck.
And they release it one episode at a time.
Exactly.
I was listening to Castle Super Beast, and they were joking about how it's like, yeah, like, back in the day in the 80s or 90s, when you get a show of, like, Surf Dracula, it's like 10 episodes of Dracula surfing. But now, modern days, it's like 9 episodes of Dracula getting a surfboard, and not until the 10th for 5 minutes you see him surfing. It's like, what the fuck is this shit?
Exactly.
that is so true.
That was literally Daredevil.
Everything's just always like intro.
Yeah. It's the, like, first season is intro.
That's why that's honestly why I fell off of Daredevil so quickly, is that I was like 4 or 5 episodes in, and I'm like, he's not Daredevil yet. I got so bored.
I don't know, Daredevil was like the one I was like, this is cool, but then everything after was like, this is just, why is no one ever their character they're supposed to be? You could do it once, but yeah,
that's all for me. Just trying to do my best, you know, days are rough.
It's all we can do.
Fair.
You're
actually, funny enough, I was gonna say my week, I'll say it's more of like last week, like after we hit record, I had a terrible, terrible week, but this week is a different week, technically, so I'm like, and it's not too bad. Just movies, stuff like that. But, much like when you find $20 in your jacket, you know, after like a year, I'm excited for this episode because I spent the past month really putting together this game. This episode's really stiff and wrinkly.
Wait, stiff and wrinkly?
Yeah, we have the Disney Plus app, so, you know.
I guess
you know
an old man could be stiff and wriggly. Wriggly? Now that doesn't make sense.
Yep.
Oh, this old stiff man is all wriggly.
You know, when I'm old and wrinkly, I'll be stiff as hell. All
right, gentlemen. I spent the last month or so. I mean, really, it wasn't that hard. Or it was like, just took time. You know, I was putting together a game show that I like to call
Mic Check.
Welcome to the show, the one you all know. Dumb ideas, dollar holds like a ring to Bill Bow. This is the Totally Feud, a heap of audio food. Don't you preclude, exclude, or construe this game show to be shrewd. Gilding is great, here to clean your plate. The rad one we all know is gym leader Nate. Backed and packed of comrade relate. If these answers surveyed do not impress, I digress, there's no debate. This is a Dumbly Feud, legally distinct
like
from not
part.
A good suit.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, yeah.
My favorite part.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Dala, I didn't know that you'd sang an interpretive rap in the middle of this intro. That's good.
Wow, that's so impressive.
But why I'm excited is I surveyed,
good bit.
You know, this is Dumbly Feud, very much like Family Feud. Have y'all played or seen Family? Probably haven't played it. Have y'all seen Family Feud?
I've heard
it. This was on my This was on my rotation of game shows that I watched with my mother at 6 p.m. on weeknights.
Ooh.
You know, Family Feud.
Same, actually.
Technically, 6 was Wheel of Fortune, and then after Wheel of Fortune was like Family Feud, then like Deal or No Deal. You know, the classics, the big ones, the good ones.
Yeah. No, definitely. Well. You know, in Family Feud, they usually survey 100 people or whatever the hell it is. I don't know 100 people.
Who's got that kind of time?
Yeah. But I did survey 20 of our friends, my friends and your friends included.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Actually?
What?
Yep, 100%. I made 16 questions. I sent the questions to 16 friends. I made sure all the D&D crew, especially.
That's
told everyone,
awesome.
Provide me.
Did you ask any of my childhood, my aforementioned childhood friends?
I did actually. I Instagrammed a couple that I had from, but they didn't reply. Not in time. Not in time. They haven't responded. But I collected, you know, responses from people. I told people 1 to 3 per question, and some provided 1, some provided 3, some provided none for some questions. So you know, I kind of just picked through those, the most popular, most common ones. Some of them there was one response per person that were very different, so I kind of just had to pick the top 10 out of those.
Okay.
So, before we jump into it, y'all know the rules for Family Feud, kind of.
We can't guess.
I'll kind of
guess over or under, so if it's like $100, you can't say that it's like $101. Yeah. Or you can. No, you just have to guess as close to the price as it is.
You get 3 lifelines, and one is called a family person, one's like punch an audience member in the face, and the other one is you get a sword.
Wait, I'm so confused. Yeah. So when I get the 3 X's, it could be in a row or diagonally, as long as it's like, because that's how
diagonal
I win.
Counts.
Counts.
It depends on Gilbert Godfrey is the one in the middle, because then that kind of dictates all of it.
Well, I'm always the one in the middle.
Automatically.
I did not hear
that,
either.
Was that your Gilbert Godfrey?
Yeah. All I heard was Gilbert Godfrey. So I don't know what if you asked something important, gym leader Nate.
Start the fucking
absolutely
game.
Absolutely not. That's not possible.
Yeah. So
I'm trying.
Rules of the game. I will read the question and unlock the buzzers for contestants to buzz in. They will provide an answer in response to the question. Whoever gets the higher answer, or if you know, well, yeah, whoever gets the higher answer out of the selected. Gets to pick whether they want to pass or play, and then if they play, whoever's playing, they have to guess all the other spots that are available. After 3 wrongs, it switches to the other team, and they get 1 chance to steal all the points. So now that I explained it to the audience and to yourselves, let's jump in. Let me start the round.
Let's friggin' go.
All right, gentlemen. First question. Name a famous dragon.
A flameless dragon?
Ooh, I have Gibbledane first.
Show me blue eyes.
Blue eyes?
Blue eyes white. Or blue eyes white, I guess.
Ew, ew, ew.
Yeah, sorry. Blue eyes white is on the board. It is number 4. All right, gym leader Nate, would you like to take a guess to see if you can get a higher guess?
I'm gonna hate this. I already know your answer.
Go quick.
I know what you're gonna say. I hate this. It's not gonna be a part. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm gonna be so upset if this is an answer. Say it. Say it. I'm gonna be so upset.
Go ahead.
Say
3.
Say it.
I was gonna say Charizard.
I fucking knew it.
Charizard.
That better not be. That's not a fucking dragon. That's not a fucking dragon.
Let's see what the people say about it.
No!
Unfortunately, it is not.
Okay.
Did say Charizard.
I was curious to see if people said it.
Dario.
Yeah. All right, Gibbledang. So that means you get to continue. So you have to guess. There's seven total, seven most famous dragons amongst our friends. Mostly my friends, I guess, because, like I said, there's 20 people I interviewed.
But if you get three wrong, I get to steal, right?
Yes. Yep.
show me
the dragons.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Ooh, let's see. Is there a Puff the Magic Dragon? Ooh,
son of a bitch. That's surprising.
That is a 1X for you, my man.
My friends are just too cool.
Puff was shared, but it was not enough to be on the board.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And second guess, my friend.
Second guess is going to be...
Grass.
Is going to be...
Third grass, technically. Also, if you get mad at any of these answers, don't blame me. Blame your friends.
Blame my friends. You know what? I'm going to go cheap. Yep. I'm going to say Red-Eyes Black Dragon.
Red-Eyes? Let's see. Show me Red-Eyes Black Dragon!
no,
that is not on the board.
Okay.
You have one last guess, one last wrong guess, I should say.
Oh my God!
So what is the Gibbledang family? What does the Gibbledang family think is the most famous dragon amongst our friends?
Oh, what's the Game of Thrones? Yeah, what's the Game of Thrones dragon? Daenerys Targaryen.
Daenerys Targaryen?
Is the answer Daenerys Targaryen?
Game of Thrones? Come on, end it.
Ooh, I am sorry, that is not on there. So they pass over to Gym Leader Nate.
Passover? Oh, I'm so sorry.
If you can guess, yeah. If Gym Leader Nate can guess a dragon that's on the board, he will steal the points. And then I'll reveal the rest of the famous dragons.
Steal the points? He's going to steal my 20 points.
Right. Points to only get a...
Because asked our friends, my official guess is going to be these nuts across your face.
Oh, no.
That's a good one. That is a really good one.
Just because you guys, if you talk to our friends, I feel like it's possible.
Well, it's more of like talking to our friends as opposed to him making it up on his own.
Yeah. No. Unfortunately, your friends were not that clever or were actually good enough. So the points will be
rewarded. They were more noble than I thought they'd be.
Yeah. So those 20 points do go to Gibbledang. Let's show all the answers. So number seven, famous dragon. Well,
wait.
We have...
Falkior.
Dragon from Shrek.
Oh, okay. I hope Falkior's on this.
Let's see what number six is. Toothless.
Toothless. Nice.
Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
It's like, yeah.
Kid, what is that from? Number five. Aragorn.
So Saphira? They said Aragorn?
Yep, that is the response I got. Like I said, blame your friends. Don't blame
not the name of the dragon, but okay.
Number three, Mushu from Mulan.
Mushu's I forgot about him.
Number three with three responses. Number two, Shenron.
Shenron, of course.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Yep. The DBZ with also three. And the one with the most, with seven, Smaug from the Silmarillion, from Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings. Only
Smaug from that one movie with the blonde British guy in it.
Yeah, with the GoPros on the barrels.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll try for real this time. No more joke.
Ready for the next?
I'll see if I can actually get some points.
Hey, I mean, you might be surprised. You might get some joke answers. Like I said, it's just a matter of do you trust your friends or not.
Exactly. I did not trust about this one. I should have.
Next question. Name a creature that you would want to ratatouille you. I got Gym Leader Nate.
Cat.
What is a creature? A cat? You said a cat, right?
A cat. A feline.
Are you sure? Let's see. Do we have
a
cat?
Kitty cat claws.
A creature of the felonious nature. Yeah.
Ooh, number one.
Sheesh.
So I guess Gym Leader Nate, do you want to pass or play?
That's interesting.
Would you like to guess the rest of the answers or try to steal and hope Gibbledang fucks up?
I
Because you had number one, too, so there's no way Gibbledon could guess higher.
Yeah,
than
so
that.
It's going to be hard, you know? I'm going to play. I'm going to play it. I'm here to play, you know? Right. Like, what am I here for if not to play?
Yeah, Gibbledon, or Gibbledon, sorry. Gym Leader Nate, what's another creature you think that you would, that other people, our friends, would want to ratatouille them? And for the audience, ratatouille is when simply a small creature, or a creature in general, is on the head of someone and controlling them to do stuff.
Okay, next I'm going to say squirrel.
We have squirrel. Let's see if we have squirrel.
No.
Ooh, I am sorry. That is incorrect. There, okay. Squirrel was not, or if it was, it was not one of the top six answers.
Okay.
We had squirrel monkey, but that was not top six.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I have all the responses like in front of me, and we did have squirrel monkey, but that was not one of the top six answers, unfortunately.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay. Then so next choice,
Gym Leader Nate. What is
name a creature you want to ratatouille you? Creature. So I feel like that might be important.
We need a response.
A bird.
A bird. Okay. Like a the type that fly, maybe. A bird.
Yeah, like a small bird. Yeah,
show me bird.
Be under your hat.
Show me a British woman.
Well, that's. I mean, an animal.
Number three. Bird. I will say there were several types of birds, and I condensed them down to just bird to make it easier.
Okay. I'm glad.
We have Gym Leader Nate has the number one response with cat/kitten, and the number third with bird.
All right.
What? Name another creature that you would want to ratatouille you.
Maybe something that, like, is just small that, like, looks really cool. So I'm going to say a lizard.
Ooh, lizard. Okay. Big lizard. Let's see. A lizard. Lizzie.
Look, Glizzy.
No!
Ooh, I am sorry. That is 2X.
Damn.
One more X, Gym Leader Nate, and you're going to be on Disney Plus's Pornhub.
Ooh, oh, no.
That's not good. That's not good. Not again.
I don't think you want that.
Not again.
Yeah, not again.
You're going to be a bit player, too. You're going to be in episode 3. You're going to be one of the thugs that the porn star beats up in the hallway fight. But it's going to be the hallway fight, so.
Good.
Yeah, it'll be.
I'd rather just be somebody who get beat up in anything that ends with a porn.
More like the hallway. Fuck. Beat off.
Oh no! It's the hallway too.
The hallway. Fuck. There
we go. All right. Gym Leader Nate, we're gonna need that third. That
we're
another
need response soon. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Gibbledon's falling asleep. We need.
Last answer. We're gonna do.
Unless you get it wrong.
I'm gonna say a snake.
Ooh, a snake. Okay. Let's see if there's a snake. Show me dragon. Show me snake.
Dragon.
No.
Ooh, I am sorry, Gym Leader Nate. That is incorrect. Gibbledon, it is your turn to start.
I am gonna pick dragon. Show me dragon.
You gonna pick?
Are you picking dragon?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you fucking ready?
I mean,
all right. Show me dragon.
Ew, ew, ew.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
All of my friends love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, especially.
Is that a thing?
Which is just funny is I was quoting the Sunny in Philadelphia, forgetting that dragon was on the response, and I was like, oh shit!
Is that a thing?
Well, that is.
There's a
dragon is a joke from Sunny Philadelphia.
There's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they get put on like a Family Feud analog. And they're like, oh, we asked a bunch of people in a mall all of these questions, but it just so happened that they asked Charlie all of these questions. And like, who's also on the show. So he's the only one that's able to guess every single answer. And one of them is like, what's an animal you could eat but not keep as a pet? Or something like that.
No, I think it's like eat or doesn't eat you or something.
Shit.
Yeah.
And Charlie's like, oh, well, so dragons. Good. And they're like, dragons? Why? It's like, oh, well, that's because dragons are the meal of kings, sir.
Yeah. Like so a peasant mad. Like me wouldn't eat
that.
It's
so infuriating that it was a fucking reference.
Do you want to see? Let's see what our other responses are that make Gym Leader Nate a little bit more mad. So number six, most popular
Pikachu?
Answer. Mogwai.
Mogwai.
Gremlins.
Pikachu is going to be on there,
number
I swear.
One of the guess I was thinking was fairy.
Pikachu.
God of War.
God of War?
God of War is number five.
That's stupid.
And number four most popular answer,
Pikachu.
Mini version of me without mental health issues. It's a mini version of yourself without. Yeah.
For all our friends who see themselves as creatures, great.
Does not make sense.
Yeah, makes sense to friends. All right, gents, you ready for next round?
Yeah.
Let's jump on question number three. Name the skill you want said creature that is ratatouille-ing you to improve. Ooh, I have Gym Leader Nate again, followed by Gibbledon.
I'm going to say organization.
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 That is number five. Yep. My life. We'll go with organization. What? Gibbledang, would you like to
I'll take
a chance to steal?
I mean,
probably I'll give
life steal still.
Can I steal?
Yeah,
I like,
that's number five. Do you? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you guess a higher.
Yeah, guess. If you guess higher.
Hell yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You get the chance to play if you guess higher than me.
Or play. Yeah. Pay or play or pass. Yeah. So Gibbledang, what about you? What's your response?
It's gonna be fucking.
Fucking?
Yeah.
Let's see. Show me fucking.
Of course, number two. Of course, the one joke the answer that I tried with the D's Nux joke didn't land, but all these other ones are going to be a fucking clown show. All right, here we go.
It's no dumb idea. Go, it's always a clown show.
Yeah,
I thought so on the first question, but apparently everybody took the names of dragons super seriously.
Serious. Yep. Yeah, no, they were all pretty genuine with the dragons. There was like straight up a lot of dragons. I guess Charizard's the only non-dragon, but yeah. All right, Gibbledang, you're going to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
So we have three more left. Three more skills that people want help improving by the said creature, by the Guard of Wars or the birds, you know, to improve. What say ye?
Is work on there?
Work. Ooh. Unfortunately, I will say that it is not.
Okay. Second guess.
That is 1X for Gibbledang.
I'm going to say flirting. Flirting is different than flirting. Being in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And show me flirting. Ooh, it is not. That is 2 X's.
Ooh, okay. Now I'm going to say jokes. Making jokes, comedic timing. Funny. Being funny.
Nice. I'm sorry. It is not. Jokes are not on the board. That is 3 X's. So, Gym Leader Nate, it's up to you if you could steal.
Yeah. To steal here, I'm going to say... music.
Interesting. That's a good one. Show me music.
No!
Show me music.
Ooh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Music is not there. Y'all God. Were close.
This is a game about being relatable, and I'm gonna lose this so hard.
Well, let's see what we missed. I will say the fourth one's gonna you'll see fourth one we have. Interview for jobs unqualified for.
Okay.
Specifically the unqualified for.
Okay.
Incredibly specific.
Yeah. We also have cooking.
Just the same as Ratatouille.
Okay, true.
Yeah, sure. People want help with Ratatouille, yeah. And the other number one we have dancing. Dancing was the number one response.
None of our friends are dancers.
What? Well, maybe that's the baby.
I mean,
that's
apparently they. Yeah, well, that's why.
True.
Yeah. None of they our friends are dancers.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, true.
Question number four. So, name a cartoon character that was someone's sexual awakening. Ooh, I have Gibbledang, followed by Gym Leader Nate.
The sister from Danny. No, not the sister from Danny Phantom. Who am I thinking of? The evil spy from what's her face? The evil spy from Kim Possible, the green one.
Kim Possible.
You, gotta,
yeah,
you okay. gotta say a name, right?
you know the one.
I'll take it because that was specific enough.
She's black and green.
Show me Shigo.
Of course, yeah, she's on the list, baby. Number one. Yeah.
Number one, baby.
You should have to know her name.
I will say Shigo had the most with 6 participants. So, Gibbledang, you have the number one spot. Gym Leader Nate can't steal any higher. Would you like to pass or play?
I'll play. No. Okay. No, I'll play. I'll play. I think I could do this. All
right. Thank God. There's no way I would get these.
Okay.
All right. Gibbledang, name a cartoon character that was someone's sexual awakening as dictated by our friends.
So the chick from Atlantis.
The chick from Atlantis. I think her name was Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Show me Atlanta.
Georgia?
Sorry. That is one X for you, Gibbleding. No Atlanta. I don't actually know her name.
Okay, after that, it is going to be Danny Phantom's sister? I'm just thinking of all the goth Danny girls Phantom's that I've seen sister. On TikTok that it's like, okay. You know.
Well, yeah, that video.
Yeah.
All right, show me, was it Danny Phantom's sister?
Vielga. Show me Vielga Phantom.
Oh, I'm sorry, she is not on there. She was...
So- Are you shared. Trying? Are you, was, were you thinking of Sam Mason? Sam, his girlfriend?
Yep, Sam. I think is
next one is Misty.
Misty, oh, okay. From Pokemon, from titular Pokemon.
From Pokemans.
Show me Misty Fisty.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, I'm sorry. That is three X's for you, Gibbledang.
All right,
it is now Gym Leader Nate's chance to steal. If Gym Leader Nate can guess one more character. Cartoon character that was someone's sexual awakening.
My guess is going to be Black Cat.
Ooh, Black Cat. Okay. From the titular Batman. Just kidding. From Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Just kidding, guys.
Show me Black Cat. Show me Felice. Was it Felicia Cassidy? Cat City.
Felicia Cassidy.
Felicia Hardy.
No.
Ooh, I'm sorry that she's not on here. Cat. That was a good guess. I think she was one that was guessed. But that's
so yeah,
that
was I was about to say.
40 points go to.
I was not going to have any chance in this section, so.
Well, let's find out who our top five are. Number five.
Number five.
We have Jack Skellington from...
That guy's not sexy.
Jesus.
That's almost God, I could.
Is this Alex? Is that Alex's, like...
No, I don't... I might... I don't... No, I don't think it was. Number four. Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, true, true.
Generally lame. Surprised no one guessed Jessica Rabbit. Number three, Elastigirl from The Incredibles. And number two, most sexual awakenings, Kim Possible herself.
Kim Possible herself. The titular. Okay.
The titular Kimberly Possibly.
Wait, so far every list hasn't had two characters from the same universe except this one.
Correct.
Yeah, specifically... So I'm just going off what people responded.
Cool.
Shigo had six. Kim Possible had three. So she was number two with the second most. And everyone else had like two or one. Everyone else had pretty much two.
Wait, so do I get the 40 points?
All right.
Yep.
You do get those 40 points.
All right, I'm at 150.
So right now.
I was about to say, I am not going to get any points this entire game. I hope you guys are well prepared for that.
What?
Well, I'm going to end this with a goose egg. I am not relatable to other people. I will not know these answers. Yes,
even if it's our friends?
Yes, yes.
You'll get some. You'll get some.
We're relatable.
Honestly, you've, good luck. You just, Gibbledang has managed to steal.
I've just gotten lucky and I've guessed the first one every time.
All right, next question. Name a Family Guy character that is not a member of the Griffin family. So we have our top four responses. We have Gibbledang. So name a Family Guy character that is not a member of the family.
Brian. No, not Brian. I almost said Brian.
But show me Brian.
Sure, no. No. I was... Quagmire.
Quagmire? All right. Let's see if we have Quagmire.
Quagmire.
Number one.
Oh my god. See, what did I
with
do?
10. Quagmire. 10 people said Quagmire. Would you like to pass or play, Gibbledang?
Play.
Can you guess play? All right. So we have three more Family Guy characters that are not members of the Griffin family.
Greased up Deaf Guy.
Greased up Geff Guy. Geff Guy. Sorry. No. Greased up deaf guy, unfortunately. That is one X for you, Gibbledang.
Cleveland.
Okay. Show me Cleveland from Cleveland Show.
Fuck off.
Ew, ew, ew.
That's what he's from the titular Cleveland Show. Yeah, that's what he's from.
From the Cleveland Show. That is what number do you mean? Three. Cleveland is number three. So we got two more. Two and four.
Show me Joe.
Can you name Joe. Joe Swatson. Show me Joe.
Ew, ew, ew.
Number two.
Shocker.
We have the titular trio. One more on the board for Family Guy characters that are not members of the Griffin family.
I'm going to guess Herbert the Pervert.
Show me Herbert the Pervert. Ooh, that is two X's.
Oh, I'm at two X's?
Double X. Yep. Yeah, two. I think you guessed someone. I forgot who, but.
The mayor. Show me the mayor.
Do you remember the mayor's name?
Adam West.
Show me Adam West.
Oh, man.
Number four. We cleared the board on this one. Quagmire, Joe, Cleveland,
so I think,
Adam West.
How many questions are there left? Do I, are there enough that I can even get enough points if I got every single one of this point?
There's 16 total.
So okay.
Question
okay.
five.
Okay, there's
okay,
enough time.
There's enough time. There's enough time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's not enough time.
Next question. Name the location where your significant other catches you and the creature that is ratatouille-ing you having a date. Ooh, I got Gym Leader Nate completely followed by Gibbleding right after.
I'd imagine so.
yeah, I was going to say.
Like, this was just like second. Like a second. Because it tells me how many seconds.
And then 12 minutes
No,
later,
it shows how many seconds. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, ooh, me. I mean, I have technically a quick contestant.
I'm going to say the movie theater.
Movie theater. Ooh, that's a good one. No! Unfortunately, it is not on the board.
Of course it's not.
Surprisingly, yeah, top four answers. It's not. I don't think theater was actually said, funny enough, by
number
anyone.
Three is going to be skibbity toilet or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be good.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, it was not on here. All right. What about you, Gibbledane? Would you like to a chance to take a guess?
Abortion clinic?
Abortion clinic. Ooh, I'm sorry. That is also incorrect.
Dang,
we'll go back
it.
To Gym Leader Nate.
Okay.
What's a location where your significant other catches you having a date with a ratatouille creature?
A public park.
I will. Okay. I will give that to you because number four is soccer field, baby.
I don't know about that.
And
those
soccer fields
are
often at parks. And also, no one's going to ever guess that.
But
one,
also,
so.
Soccer wasn't even an answer on like, fucking one of the other ratatouille things.
No,
so.
It was.
It was
actually, but it wasn't the top six. Yes, it was not top six.
Okie dokie.
But it was one response for soccer. So we have, Gibbledang, you get a chance to steal if you can guess a higher location that your significant other catches you having a romantic date with the creature.
I guess maybe like French restaurant, like in Ratatouille, Paris. Isn't Ratatouille a location as well?
Might be,
so in Ratatouille, so they catch you in Ratatouille, Paris.
Probably. They have everything after places after everything. Yeah.
So at a dinner restaurant, at a dinner restaurant in particular.
A dinner restaurant.
As opposed to another time.
Show Me was a dinner restaurant.
In France.
in Paris. Number two spot with restaurant. It was actually, it was a combination. There was Paris Eiffel Tower restaurant. So Gibbledane, would you like to pass or play again?
I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass this one.
All right. Jim Lee, there's two more on the board. You got three chances. Can you name a location where your significant other catches you and the creature that is ratatouille-ing you having a date?
Oh, I imagine.
I'm going to say in their bed.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
In their bed.
In the bedroom. Like, ooh, at home.
Let's see if that's on there. Show me at home or bedroom.
Yeah.
Number one response.
I swear we were just practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we were just wrestling.
It's for you, babe. I'm practicing for you.
God.
All right. Jim Lynette, you still have three chances. One more response.
What's in between restaurant and soccer field? What's a good date spot that's like that's right in between restaurant and soccer field?
Yeah.
I'm going to say a coffee shop.
Oh.
Coffee shop. That's a good
cafe?
One.
Okay.
Show me cafe. Ooh, I'm sorry, it is not on there. That is 1X.
Stupid.
Okay. That's 1X. You still have two more guesses.
A bar would be my next guess.
Yeah, true.
Just got to go with the cliches first, see if we can get the easy ones, but that's it.
Go get a drink, you know, you're there, you're chilling. Your ex significant other comes in and is like, what the hell? You and Gardevoir? How could you? You know that we're best friends. That is our number three with club/strip club.
What?
Does that count for bar? Because strip goes club. To clubs.
No, honestly, I did condense bar two in that. Because there was like one club, one strip club, one bar. And I was like, we'll count that as three.
Drinking establishment.
Jim Leader Nate, you're now on the board with, what, 65 points. Maybe.
I did it. I can't believe yeah.
You get the bonus too for guessing strip club. No, I'm just kidding.
Strip club bonus.
Next question. Name a horror movie villain who would serve in drag
We have our top four answers. We have gym leader Nate followed by...
Wait, I was first. It showed that I was first.
Yeah, Gimbaldang was first.
Did it? Oh,
what the fuck? How do you misread that?
I was like, because they're both G's. I just saw the G.
One name is Gimbaldang. 10 times longer than the other one.
I just saw the G. I'm sorry.
Freddy Krueger.
I don't know. Fuck me then. Shit.
Get him. Okay, get him with the Tims. Yeah,
Freddy Krueger. Let's see. Show me Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
That is number two.
Perf.
Gym leader Nate, what's your guess to steal?
My guess is going to be the Babadook.
Oh, I was gonna guess
Babadook,
that.
The gay one. Icon Babadook.
If there's any justice in this world, that will be number one. But alas,
if there is justice, unfortunately there's no justice. But it is number three, baby.
Yeah, of course.
How's that not number one though?
All right. Right. Literal gay icon.
Gibbledang, which one would you like to pass or play?
Play.
There's two more answers on the board. Play. We got two more answers. Name a horror movie villain who would serve in drag.
I think Michael Myers. I think people would have said Michael Myers before Freddy Krueger.
Wow.
Michael Myers is a good one. He's got the white face. You can put makeup on easy. The jumpsuit.
He'd be like, ooh!
Slay in it.
Ooh, behave.
Oh, yeah. Behave, baby. It's me, Mike Myers, baby. Yeah. Ooh, behave. Mike Myers.
Jennifer Coolidge playing Austin Powers. behave.
That is one X for Gibbledang.
Oh, all right.
One X.
Michael Myers, I was one slash. Response, but not enough to be on the board.
I'm going to say The Ring.
The Sadako. Show me Sadako.
Sadako?
I think it's Sadako. Yeah, I think. Oh, I'm sorry. That's two X's. One more X for Gibbledang. One more wrong answer. But for now, you got plenty of time. What horror movie villain slurve in drag? Or slay in drag?
Definitely slay. Funny how they mean the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say Jason, but if that's on there, I'm not going to be happy about it.
All right.
It's not really...
Gilding, you'll be super happy because it's not on the board. That's
okay.
Three X's.
That's okay. That's okay with
so that. Now, yeah, so you're happy.
Yeah.
Jim Lee or Nate, would you like a chance to still take a
Pat.
50. Yes. What's...
I'm going to go with... Yeah. Which horror movie villain would serve drag? Yeah. I'm going to say Ghostface.
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like I've
from
seen videos
the titular
of
Ghostface.
Ghostface. Show me Ghostface. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Are
it
you
is not
kidding
on there,
me? Who is on this?
Let's find out. Number four. So, Gibbledang, you will be taking that home, those 50 points.
300
see, number
points.
Four. Xenomorph
okay.
Is number four.
I guess I don't think of it as a horror movie.
As a horror movie slash. Also villain, yeah. I guess.
Or a villain?
The first
I think of it.
The first one.
But, like, sure. In terms of villain, that villain seems more of, like, I don't know. Evil, I wouldn't think of a creature.
I just keep forgetting it's a horror movie. I just see it as sci-fi that's a little scary.
Oh, no. I mean, anything after the first one, yeah, especially. Yeah, no, I mean, I had Ursula. I was like, well, I said horror movie, but I was like,
what?
Like I said, I took all answers. Yeah, someone said Ursula from Little Mermaid. But number one, with four responses... Pennywise the Clown.
Penny, okay.
Yeah, true.
That makes sense.
The, you know, outfits,
yeah, damn.
Shapeshift, you know, it's got all
that
the
that makes a lot of sense.
Eats kids.
Shit.
All right, gents. So that brings us to our question number eight. Name a genre of music you would not want to play as your battle theme with the top five answers. We have Gibbledang and then Gym Leader Nate.
Name a genre of music you would not want to play as my battle theme.
So if you were in a fight, what music would you not want in the background as you're fighting or about to get into a fight?
Country.
Or if you're like a Final Fantasy boss.
That's such a
country?
Good guess. That's such a good guess.
Show me country. Number one.
Yeah, like literally.
That's the.
That's exactly.
It was
what
country.
I would say.
It was a kind of stadium. Country was another one, but that was the most with six.
Okay.
Six response. So, would you like to pass or play?
Pass.
Oh, okay. Don't no. Oh, God.
Gym Leader Nate. There's top five responses of music genres that you would not want to play. That's your battle theme. There's four left on the board. You have three chances. What's name a music genre?
Name a music.
I'm gonna say.
Give me your best music.
Top 10 musics.
This is what you would not want to play as your battle theme. Mm-hmm. Polka.
I think your final... Polka?
Pokemon.
Polka, okay.
Polka
Pokemon?
Music.
Yeah, like Pokemon? Show me Polka.
Ding! Number three
response. Oh, wow, let's go! Nice. Polka.
We got Polka with... Polka had two responses, surprisingly.
Okay.
So you got three genre left music on the board.
Not want to play as your battle theme. I'm gonna say...
You know, character enters the dungeon, they're gonna fight you. This is the music you don't want while you're fighting Link or Cloud from
K-pop.
Final Fantasy. K-pop.
Oh, I don't know about that.
K-pop.
I think there might be some people who don't like it. I think that it's definitely possible that there are people with strong opinions about K-pop.
Okay.
I don't know. I felt doomed from the start on this one, so I'm gonna guess that's my guess.
Yeah. I will give you that with number two as pop, because I think I also threw K-pop into there. There was one K-pop.
That's it, dude. I don't know about that.
I mean, they do shit on Family Feud. This is Dumbly Feud. We do shit Dumbly.
Yeah, true. It is a type of pop. I mean, it's still
there
pop.
Was a K-pop, and looking over my responses, I must have included it with pop, because the pop has three, and I did not put a K-pop separate, but I did get a K-pop. So.
All right.
I will give you that. Because it is a type of pop. They're all types of pop.
They're all types of pop.
It's just Korean. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, is Korean pop not cool? You don't like Koreans?
Korean pop doesn't deserve to be called pop? What's going on?
Yeah.
First of all, the only Korea is North Korea. So write that down.
Sure. With Dennis Robin.
Let's get things out of the way.
All right, Gym Leader Nate. Yeah, Gym Leader, you got two more chances on the board.
Clear things up.
Last one might surprise you.
let's go with jazz. I think some people would not like jazz.
Yeah, I think, dude, I could kill to that shit. Are you kidding me?
I would love it. But I know that a lot of people don't like jazz.
Doesn't like jazz. Yeah. Gym Leader Nate, I know you said that you hate, or you not you hate, you sorry, that you don't really get the regular people, but you do in this scenario, because that is the number four response is jazz.
I only know that because I love jazz, and I just know throughout my life that odds if I start no talking about jazz with other people, it is very low odds that they will actually engage.
It's like, you know, you say that you're unrelatable, and it's like the question that you're getting right are all the genres of music that people don't want to hear.
Don't like. So I just list the things I listen to.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I love polka,
I know the last answer. The last answer is going to be show tunes from musicals.
Mm. Ooh, show tunes. Okay.
I have a guess.
Show me show tunes.
I have a guess if that's not it.
No!
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I think that's your first strike.
That's my first strike.
Yeah. I will say show tunes was shared, but it only got one response.
Ah, but it was picked. Okay.
But it was shared by a friend.
Spindubitably.
We have the number five spot. You have two more wrong guesses, or two more guesses in general, I guess. Because even if you get it right or wrong,
I would say second guess would be EDM.
That's what
EDM.
I was thinking too, but I think people could kill to that shit for sure.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's split though, so there might be some responses.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say, Gym Leader Nate, show me, or not you, but show me EDM.
I'd love to show it to you.
No!
That's two X's. I'm sorry. EDM was shared, or electronic was, but not enough to be on the top five. It probably would have been number six, though.
Interesting.
One more guess.
I guess for my last one, I'll have to say classical.
Classical. Okay.
Because that's another one where I feel like it could go hard, but I could see why other people would not.
Don't want to be like, they don't want to hear Baroque or any of that.
And I know a lot of pieces that would be so fire to hear while during a boss theme.
Oh, yeah. But show me classical.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is three X's. That is unfortunately going to go over to Gibbledang.
Now you get to steal. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Acapella.
Okay. Show me acapella.
Nah.
No. Unfortunately, it is not. So all these points go to Gym Leader Nate.
Sick. I'm up here. Notice it. I'm up here.
Trying to harmonize on Zoom is the best. So we have...
What is it, man?
What's that last answer?
So number five, we have.
Ow.
Chill/vaporwave.
Oh, what?
I get that. That'd be so weird. Like that calm, like music to study music. To music.
Yeah. That girl. Unless you're fighting that girl with the cat. Yeah. That music. Probably
oh my
would
god,
go
that
hard,
would be crazy.
That's good Fortnite music.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
All right. All right. Next question we have. Name the day of the week your significant other kicks you out for cheating on them with the creature ratatouille-ing you. Ooh, we got Gym Leader Nate followed by Gibbledang. Name a day of the week with four top responses. I mean, clearly you should know your days of the week, I would hope. Or, oh yeah, it's a day of the week, yeah.
Sunday.
Name a day.
Happened on Saturday. They confront mm-hmm. you on Sunday and kick you out.
Ooh.
Sunday. That's my guess.
Sunday. Okay. Show me Sunday.
No!
Ooh, I'm sorry. That is it. Not on the board. Gibbledang, sure. Would you like to take a... Sunday was never said. Sunday was surprisingly never said.
I'm going
to
go ahead and guess Monday.
Ooh, I am sorry. That is also not on the board. So, Gym Leader Nate, would you like to take a guess at a day of the week?
Friday.
That you get kicked out? Friday. Show me Friday. Number four response is Friday. Would you like to pass or play?
I'll play. At this point, I'll play. My odds are pretty decent. Actually, shit, yeah. I can't lose. I literally cannot lose, so I will play, please. Hey.
Do you trust your friends? Do you trust your friends?
There might. Oh, if there's a joke answer, we'll see. But
we'll see. All right. So you have three chances, three on the board. Name the day of the week your significant other kicks you out for cheating on them with the ratatouille.
All right. Next, I'm going to say Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. That's a bold guess. I don't know if it's on there. Show me Thursday.
Let's see if it pays off.
Number one. Everyone.
Number one.
Gets kicked out on Thursdays.
Everyone knows it's a Thursday's kick out day.
Yeah. It's kind of like, was it the first Saturday or something? Or first weekend is, you know, when you do yard sales? Same thing. Mm-hmm. Thursdays. Exactly. Kick them out. All right. What's your second? Next guess, I should say. Not second.
I'm going to say Saturday.
Saturday.
Give me some Saturday.
Ooh, okay. Show me Saturday. That's the number three.
Easy. With the 20 easiest points. Easiest game ever.
Mm-hmm. So relatable, Gym Leader Nate. Yes. Would you like to take another
so
guess?
So relatable. Yeah, I'm going to say Wednesday. Yeah.
Show me Wednesday. Number
all
two.
Right.
Cleared the board. All
wow.
Wow, yeah. What are the odds?
Why?
Oh, shit. That's
I'll take free points. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I added this question and be like, oh man, this is going to be stupid. And it's like, no one said Mondays or Sundays. And I was like, wow, perfect. This worked out perfectly. Like, how the fuck is there days that they didn't choose? It's so weird. But I guess, yeah, if you're listening to this, people don't kick out your significant others on Mondays or Sundays.
Yeah, apparently it's a faux pas.
Yeah.
Fupa.
All right.
It's a fupa. It's a fake dad.
Number 10, we have number 10.
Number 10.
Name the sexy strong character that you discover your ex is now seeing as you realize you regret cheating on them for the creature that you wanted to ratatouille you for to do that one skill.
I'm sorry, wait. I you ended up having sex with the ratatouille? I didn't know that was part of the deal that happened. I thought it was just that they were helping me out. Okay.
Well, yeah, you went on a date with them.
They're helping you out.
Caught in bed. Yeah. Gym Leader Nate, you were up first with the first to guess.
Yeah, sexy strong character. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with, let's say, Superman.
Pretty strong, pretty sexy.
I'm assuming you mean characters in like pre-existing characters, so.
Yeah, I mean whatever your friends or our friends or my friends too.
Okay. Actually,
wanted to interpret as a sexy character. Show me Superman.
No.
Ooh, I'm sorry, that is not on the board.
I guess I was going more off a strong. Okay.
Gibbledang, would you like to chance to steal?
I'm gonna go with Guts from Berserk.
Ooh, Guts from Berserk. Let's see. Show me Guts. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Jeez,
Guts
okay.
was mentioned, but I don't think, yeah, or Guts didn't make it on the board, but it was mentioned. All right, back to you, Gym Leader Nate. Chance to re-steal back from yourself.
Okay. Gaston.
Gaston. Ooh, okay. Show me Gaston.
No!
Ooh, I'm sorry, that is it. No, that is another.
I already knew that was going to be it. No. I was like, that, no.
Gibbledang, back to you. We'll do one more round each after this. See if we can get anyone on the board. So name a strong, sexy character that you discover your ex is now seeing.
I'm going to say Karlach.
They've kicked you out. Karlach.
From
Baldur's
Gate.
Baldur's Gate 3. So it's probably not on there.
Yeah, show me Karlak from Baldur's Gate. It's a 3, I think, right?
Yeah, it's not on there.
Number 3.
What?
There it is.
It is number 3. Nice. Would you like to pass or
pass.
Play? Gibble dang.
I hate you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is probably one of the hardest ones, in my opinion. So I'm glad I added the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Name a strong, sexy character.
Ooh, I know one.
All Might.
Ooh, All Might, okay. The Superman of anime, essentially.
Of anime.
Show me All Might. Ooh, I'm sorry, that is 1X.
Of course. I'm not going to get any of these.
You never know.
I'm pretty certain.
I will say, I don't think you will get all of them. But I think you can get one.
I doubt I will get any more.
I have faith in you.
Sexy.
Think of what your friends. Think of what your friends would think, maybe.
Wonder Woman.
Ooh, Wonder Woman. Okay. I wonder if that one is on the board.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. She is not. Wonder Woman is not on the board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. All
right. We have one more wrong answer before it goes over to Gibble Dang.
Okay, sexy, strong character. I'm just going to keep going superheroes for fun. Let's say Batman.
Sure. Ooh, Batman, that's a great one.
He's a normal person, strong, but he's still strong.
Yeah, but unfortunately he's not on the board. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't think Batman actually surprisingly was one shared. So that goes over to Gibble Dang. Oh, no, Batman did have one guess, but not this one. Gibble Dang, would you like a chance to steal?
Yeah. A JoJo from a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, or one of those kinds of...
Which one? Wait.
I don't know. I've never
seen
it.
They're all JoJo's.
The main guy. How about the sexiest one?
They change main characters.
Show me JoJo Siwa!
JoJo Siwa!
Ooh, I'm sorry. That is not... So I think those points do go to Gym Leader Nate.
All right, fine. Venom. Show me Venom.
No, you already had your guess, and it's also not on there.
What?
So, I'm sorry. Take your deep breath, because you're going to be really mad at some friends. Because number 6, Adam Sandler, for some reason.
I'm so upset. That's I'm going to even... throw my entire computer out the window.
I was going to say that. I'm so close to saying Adam Sandler.
Here so comes upset. The big troll like, round. Tip of the Here tongue. Comes.
I mean, some people.
This
don't
whole
worry,
game has
5.
Been a troll. What do you mean?
That's so true.
Number 5 is Paul Atreides, which I probably spelled wrong.
Timothy, shall you may?
Yeah, shall you shall. Number 4?
Timothy shall
Xena
may?
Princess Warrior, the Wonder I'm Woman sorry. Of Sam Raimi. I think
How
you can know who that one is.
On Earth.
Lag 9K.
Yep. Number 2. Jeez. Sexy Squidward. I'm surprised.
Oh, my God.
That's like the one I thought would be number 1.
These are your friends,
number one.
Probably, Gibble Dang. I bet you anything. Those are your
Johnny
friends.
Johnny Bravo.
Sexy Squidward.
No, my friends are better than that.
Uh-huh.
Well, to be fair,
I
Gibble
actually
Dang's
don't
friends
have
never
friends.
Responded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
That's Although the I, real truth.
Actually,
that's why they're cooler.
No.
They're cooler than this.
I did get.
No,
because
all their answers would have been butt dick. Like,
hell yeah. No, honestly, nice. They would have given you captivating Sick. Answers. They that's why I was thinking like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure or like fucking Lean Beef Patty. Although that's a real person. She's on Instagram. Follow Lean Beef Patty on Instagram. She's
some of the ones that were shared that didn't quite make it on the list. We have Guts from, you know, Berserk.
Yeah,
Goku,
see, that's what I said.
Fabio.
That's why Goku.
Rick Sanchez.
Fabio. Okay, Fabio. Fabio and Adam Sandler are real
Luffy.
People.
Yeah, I mean, Fabio is a little bit more of a character, maybe, but still, it's like, yeah.
You can't convince me that Adam Sandler's real.
True. true.
No one has yet.
Yeah, I know the truth. I mean, to be fair, no one's seen Adam Sandler in, like, real life, so.
Yeah, exactly.
We have question number 11. We're getting to the end. Name a name. We have
okay.
top 8 responses.
Hey, you guys...
Hurry up. Just name a
I'll
name.
Say John.
John.
I'm hoping someone went like John Smith, so John.
John. So J-O-N or J-O-H? I'll give it to you either way, because we got number 3 with John.
Yes, okay.
So, Gibble Dang, what name a name, and if you get one higher, you get a chance, you get a steal.
Muhammad.
Or a chance to steal. Muhammad.
Okay. Ooh,
technically,
most people in the world have that name.
Show me Muhammad. Ooh, I'm sorry, there is not.
Oh, fuck off. See, if you asked my friends, they would have said Muhammad.
Well, tell your friends to respond. Or to give me
shit. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I literally reached out and I think like none of them responded or like
they said
or
nothing because they're lame said, nerds, sure. Actually.
Well, we've been playing a lot of Fortnite lately, so I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, they're all busy playing Fortnite. So, Gym Leader Nate, can you name a name? We have top 8 answers. Name a name. We have 8 chances.
What? I'm going to pass.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you want to pass?
Yeah, I'm going to pass right. This to Gibbledag and have Gibbledag complete Gibbledag. This one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have 8.
Okay, Tim.
8
Tim
responses.
Slash Timothy.
Tim. Yeah, I'll give it to y'all if it's like a closer variation of show me a thee. Ooh, I'm sorry, that's not on there. No Tim's,
no
Timothy's, or Athies.
Okay.
No Othies. Yeah.
No Othies. Sorry.
Michelle.
That's 1X. Michelle, okay. Michelle Obama, Michelle Rodriguez, you know, some lot of famous people named Michelle. Show me that name. Ooh, I'm sorry, that it's 2Xs.
Okay.
2Xs for Michelle. Last wrong guess.
Proximus Caesar.
Ooh, okay. Going biblical in this. Biblical, show me Proximus Caesar.
You're a
sorry, it is not.
Oh, I thought, okay, I thought you were about to. That's but like, dude, this game sucks so fucking much.
It does suck, oh but God. Unfortunately, not in the way
Caesar
you thought.
Was on there.
I would have given it to you, honestly, if Caesar was on here, but unfortunately, it is not. So that is Gym Leader Nate. It goes over to you if you can still guess one more name that is on the board.
I'm going to guess Emily.
Emily, okay. The titular Emily. Show me Emily!
No!
Ooh, I'm sorry, it is not on there.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think the points... How does that work, actually? Does it go to you? I think it goes to you because you guessed initially.
No, it goes to Gibbledag because I gave him the round. So Gibbledag
still
gets
the
30 points.
The one that guessed it?
Okay. Yeah. All right, whoever officially takes on the round to score it.
I do like that, you know, letting contestants choose the rules. But yeah, did y'all want to see what names were named by our friends?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I also want to guess Derek. I know it's too late.
Aristotle.
Jesus fucking what?
Aristotle. Probably the second hardest.
God.
Name, but number 7, Cornelius.
Wow.
Not far off, actually, wow. With the Caesar. I was like legit, like, wow, that's not that bad. Number 6, Juan.
Okay.
Juan is like pretty popular it's, one shared.
I would personally like lump that pretty close to John.
Yeah.
It was different enough to me. Number 5. Steve. Steve was
Steve.
Number 5.
True, Minecraft
hey,
Steve.
Steve.
Yep. Number 4. Max.
Okay.
Maybe people have Mad Max on the mind.
Did Number you ask 2. Did you add Max these questions?
Jack.
Jim.
I don't think Max shared because I asked Lag9K to share with the bandmates, but I don't remember if Number
gotcha.
1. You're gonna hate this one. Name the word name.
Yeah, I sure
was named
do.
The most.
I sure do hate it. You're absolutely right.
You know,
I sure do fucking despise that.
You know what I hate the most? There's no women names on here. I just want to say that. Audience, take that what
yeah.
you will. There's
not.
Well, there's
Aristotle's a woman. Max?
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
Maxine? Jack? Jackie? Jacqueline?
No.
John? Johnina? Johnina?
No, Johnina.
Nate? Come on, you've never met Name, the titular Name? She's so fucking, like, model and all.
To be honest, when I was editing the last episode, every single time I would hit the part where you say, Spoonina, I laughed every time. I could not do it. I don't know why.
I forgot about that.
Just the word Spoonina, like, yeah. Just the name. And that's me, Spoonina.
Oh, shit. Anyway, that was a good one. Go check out that episode. It was good. One of our best.
Yeah, please.
Better than this episode.
Definitely.
I put sound effects in it.
Name a TV show you don't think I have seen, but should. Ooh, we got Gibbledang.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Thin Badathon. Let's see. Show me Breaking It. Breaking Thin Badathon. It is on there.
That's break Word Badathy?
Break Word Badathy. That's like a tongue twister.
Sorry.
Gym Leader Nate, what about you? What's a show you think that I have not... Well, maybe not me, but just... Our friends to whoever's the holy eye.
Yeah, they would be saying that they used to watch this show, and I don't think you've seen it.
But I should.
Okay.
However the surveyors interpret the word I, whether it's me or someone else.
One Piece.
Oh, One Piece.
Good.
One Piece.
Yeah.
Show me One Piece. It is number six.
Number six. Gibbledang. Okay.
That was a good guess. Those were two both good guesses. Unfortunately, Gibbledang, or well, unfortunately for you, Gibbledang's was a better guess.
That's so, fine.
Gibbledang,
that's
would
fine.
You like to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Yeah, this one seems like more accomplishable.
Depends on the friends, but yes. Go ahead, Gibbledang. Name a TV show you don't think I have seen, but I should.
I'm going to say Game of Thrones.
G-O-T. Show me Game of Boners. Fashion House of Dragon.
Ew, ew, ew.
Number seven.
Nice.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Bones, baby. So you still have your three X's.
I'm going to say, what's the next one after that? American Horror Story.
I don't know if this one is real, but it looks like it could be real. But
number three. This one looks really scary. Oh.
Yeah, it is unfortunately not on the board. I don't think anyone said that one, surprisingly, actually.
Westworld?
Westithin Worldithin. Okay.
I need to watch the later seasons of that. I watched the first season.
Show me Cowboy Jurassic Park.
Ew, ew, ew.
Number three.
Cowboy Jurassic Park.
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. So, wow, I think you have only one incorrect so far. So, you still have your two incorrects. We have four more on the board, eight total. We're literally down the middle. What TV show do you think I've not seen, but should?
Fallout.
Ooh. More like Balls Out.
Balls Out. More like.
Show me Balls Out.
Like dick and balls.
Rip your balls out. Sorry. That is an incorrect. That's the second incorrect, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got one more strike.
So you have one more strike, my friend.
The Last of Us.
Ooh, okay. The Last of Us. Show me Last of Us. I'm sorry, it is not on the board. I think it was shared, but it was not the top eight. So it goes over to Gym Leader Nate with the chance to steal.
I'm gonna say RuPaul's Drag Race.
Ooh, okay. RuPaul's Drag Race. Show me NASCAR. Oh, I'm sorry, it is not on the board.
Yes, it is. Make it on the board.
Yeah, put it on the board. Oh, wait, give me a second.
Put it there now.
Interns, get in here. So those points, unfortunately, for you, Gym Leader Nate, go to Gibbledang. Gibbledang, fortunately for you, you now have 50 points.
Okay.
So let's see what the rest
of... All your past points have been deleted. We flushed those.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, the interns actually dropped them. All right, so number eight response was... Storage Wars.
What?
Storage Wars was a show apparently that I've not seen. People think I've not seen, but should. I haven't. I don't know if I will.
I have. It's pretty great.
I guess I haven't either. So.
Yeah, let's watch it together.
No.
Number five on my watch list is Succession.
Yeah. Number five is Succession. I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Number two, with the second most responses.
Number poo.
Blue Eye Samurai.
Dang.
Blue Eyes White Samurai. And I have not seen that one.
That's new.
Yeah, I mean, I recently asked this.
All
right, number one, Sopranos.
Yeah.
Really?
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have not seen it. There's one I've notoriously been wanting to check out, but I have not.
That is a show I notoriously will never watch.
Ooh, until they add dragons. Don't worry.
Pretty much.
Sopranos
goes back and CGI's some dragons in. I'm down.
Hey, Polly, what the Italian fuck you dragons. Want? Why the fuck are you here, huh?
Yo, Polly, I was talking with a peasant the other day, and he said he had some dragon. And it ain't fucking true, because they can't fucking have no gabagool with the dragon. This is wrong.
Just imagine the dudes like showing up on their dragons, just being like, bit, 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 just like shooting guns from the back of their dragons.
No, they have wands.
No,
like staffs and shit.
Nope.
No, I was just saying they had guns.
Yeah, just guns.
Yeah, fair.
You had to make it just something that it wasn't, and I don't know, that brought it down like a whole other level that just, I don't know.
Yeah, that brought it into just awful territory. I'm sorry.
That's fair. I like making shit.
Don't ever do that again.
Look at me. Oh, why you put me against the wall? Oh,
you hear me?
You're grabbing me so tight.
Yes, I am. I'm going to grab you tighter if I do that again.
This is also gay.
No wands.
This is appropriately gay.
I mean, it's June. Happy Pride Month, everyone, by the way. This is the Pride one.
Yeah, this is a gay episode. Put a flag on the background. Yeah.
And RuPaul wasn't on this list.
That's crazy. Wow. And a woman wasn't on the last, on the name list, too.
And a woman wasn't on the name list. Wow.
Again, Max is a girl's name.
It probably is gay, then.
To be
it probably friends. Is a gay.
It's crazy. Yeah. Our friends.
True.
This is the gay episode.
Well, hey, as I said earlier, our co-hosts.
Okay. Question number 13. Name a superhero with a color in their name. We got Gym Leader Nate followed by Gibble Dang.
Blue Beetle. I'm going to go with the Blue Beetle. Bluethin Beetlethy.
Show me Blue Beetle. Bing. Number 2. That's the number 2 response. So
I think we all know the Gibble number 1, though.
Gibble Dang, if you can guess the number 1 response, then you get a chance to pass or play.
Black Panther.
Show me Black Panther. Ooh, that is the number 3 response. Ooh. So that goes to Gym Leader Nate with a chance to pass or play. Those are both good answers. They were like neck and neck.
Oh, man. I'm going to play.
Okay. So we have 8 on the board total. Name a superhero with a color in their name.
Let's go Green Lantern.
Do you know his full name?
That's Greenathan Lanternathy.
There you go. Yes. Perfect. Because he is the number 1 response.
Yeah. All right.
So
got the number 1.
Top 3 already with no strikes against you.
All right. So next, I'm going to have to go with, let's go Black Adam.
Ooh, the guy that changed the whole hierarchy. Somehow he's going to be like number 1, like above 1 or some shit. Watch, because unfortunately he's not on the board. He was just too good. He arranged the hierarchy too much.
Wow. It's like I'm thinking of, people are coming to mind, but everybody who keeps coming to mind is like possibly a villain. So I don't know if that would like count for the list. So
if you think any friends didn't know the difference, or enough friends too. This is one I will say was very like easy, because it's like everyone gave these 8 answers, or like this one had like specific, like Green Lantern had like 6, Black Panther had 4, Blue Beetle had 5. Like it literally is almost straight down like that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna see if we get some anime answers in here too, and I'm gonna say Red Riot.
Oh, interesting. What's that from?
My Hero Academia.
Gotcha. Was it Red Riot?
Red Riot.
All right. Show me Red Riot. That is the number 8 response.
Oh, let's go. My Hero made the list.
Yep. Notorious gay character Red Riot. Happy Pride, everyone. I'm just kidding. Just
nope, not true. He's actually very boring.
He's straight. Nice.
If he was gay, it'd be interesting. His quirk is his hardening. So
that'd be very good, actually. Yeah,
very good.
All right, so you've uncovered 4 out of the 8. I think you have 1 strike against you. Not too bad. We have 4 left. Name a superhero with a color in their name.
Black Lightning.
Show me Black Lightning.
No!
Ooh, I'm sorry. That is 2 strikes against you.
Damn. I'm not great with heroes, so I don't know.
But you're good with colors.
Oh, Green Arrow. Green Arrow.
Green Arrow. Okay.
Damn.
So we have Green Lantern.
I almost forgot about Green Arrow.
And now, show me Green Arrow. That is the number 6 response. Not too bad. You're doing pretty hot. So you have Green Lantern, number 1, Blue Beetle, Black Panther, the number 6 spot, Green Arrow, 8 spot Red Riot. So we still need the 4th, 5th, and 7th spots.
I'm going to go with, I'm completely running out of ideas just because my mind's going blank. So I'll just guess Black Cat again.
Black Cat, okay.
Yeah.
Did you real well earlier? Let's see if it does works out well for you now.
It didn't do Show me real well earlier. It was not on the list.
I know. And unfortunately, she did you just as good this time, and that is unfortunately your 3rd strike.
Yeah.
So, Gibble Dang, you got the chance to steal. If you can name to me 1 more superhero with the color in their name.
Silver Surfer.
Oh, that's a Silver Surfer. Such a good one.
The guy on the surfboard, you know, does all the skate tricks from was it skate.surftoday.com?
Yeah.
Show me that guy.
Liquid Metal Trickster.
That's the number 5th spot. Yeah, so you get a steal. Wow, that's a lot of points.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of points.
I also want to guess the other ones to be Black Widow and Scarlet Witch.
Oh, my God. Duh. Fuck, I want to kill myself. Holy shit.
I mean, I'm not going to give you extra points for that or anything.
Yeah.
So you got that's 125. Or sorry, yeah.
Those are such good guesses. I didn't even think about them.
So, number 7, we have Black Widow. Gibble Dang did get that one correct. Number 4, unfortunately, I'd say you're kind of close, actually, with the color. The Crimson Chin.
One woman on this
Fairly Odd Parents.
And she's near the bottom.
I mean, Asked all our friends.
That's just a naming convention thing.
What does it say about our friends?
There's just not that many female superheroes who have names that have colors in it.
Yeah. There's like 2-3.
Scarlet Witch, Black Panther.
That's it.
Black Canary. No more. Black Cat.
Black Panther. Black Widow. I mean, technically, yeah, because there's like a woman Black Panther. There's women Green Lantern, so yeah, that's technically Green number Lantern. One. So technically, there's two women.
Black Panther's a woman right now. In the MCU.
There's been a female. Yeah. Right? There's been a female Crimson Chin. Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Has there?
Wait. Has
there? Oh, god damn it.
That'd be crazy. The deep crimson chin lore?
Chinina. Crimson Chinina.
Stop with the Ninas.
Crimson Chinina?
Or crimson. Whoa, like, Tina.
No! Whoa. That's worse. Stop.
Is that, wait, am I saying something bad?
You just named a character Red China, so yeah, kind
of. Oh, I can. Okay, I was like, Gina, like, whatever. I'll cut that.
No, keep it in.
To be spelled.
Keep it in. I'm going to keep referencing that throughout the episode right, now. Fair.
Yeah.
Well, but then you'll look like the weirdo. You'll look like the weirdo because I'm going to cut
it
from me
just
saying
out everything we're making fun of so it looks like we're referencing nothing. Damn it.
Oh, shit. All right. So anyone's game? Still got a few more. All right. Next one we have. Name a fictional lawyer that would be good at suing your ex for defamation as they allegedly posted about your relationship with the Ratatouille creature. We have Gibbledang followed by Gym Leader Nate. So name the lawyer that you think would be good
mashing on
at
this shit.
Suing
I
your
don't
ex.
Get it.
I'm going to say Better Call Saul.
Better Call
Saul. Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
Show me.
Man of the good.
Breaking Bad 2.
Ew, ew, ew.
With the number one is Saul Goodman.
Hippie.
Yeah. You know, pass or play?
Play.
Play, all right. So we have five more lawyers total that people, our friends, think would be good at suing their exes for alleged defamation.
Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright. More like Phoenix Wrong because that is our number three.
Wait, what? But he was right.
Yeah. I just like to be a little goofy. All right. What about, so we have, I don't think you have any exes. You don't have any strikes yet, so. Still four more on the board.
Who's the guy that got OJ off? The
he's not fictional though.
Oh wait, is it fictional?
It does say fictional, but our
someone could have said someone non-fictional
our
if they just didn't
might
know.
Might not know the difference. Yeah.
True. Let's not bank on.
But it
that,
does say
though.
Fictional in the question.
If you want to guess him, I'll tell you his name because the guy you're thinking of is Johnny Cochran.
Mm.
If you want to, if you want that to be your guess, I don't mind telling you.
It might be. You never know. I'm
trying to think of
quickly
any other
text
lawyers.
All friends.
It did you say does not make sense.
The lawyer from To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
It's not Atticus Finch, is it?
I was going to say, I think that's Atticus Finch, right?
Atticus Finch.
That's what I was like. I'm pretty sure. Show me Atticus Finch. And it's not on there. I'm sorry. It was
what?
Shared, but
that's
unfortunately.
That's crazy. That's
racist. There was one guest for Atticus.
Other lawyers. I don't know. Oh, fucking Matt Murdock.
Matt Murdock.
Daredevil
the Bear Bevel
himself.
Or herself.
Oh.
Because there's also a girl Daredevil, too.
Yeah, but I don't expect women to be on this list.
Show me girl Daredevil.
Ew, ew, ew.
We actually have Matt Murdock and / Daredevil. Yeah. So you have the number one, number two spot is Daredevil. Number three is Phoenix Wright. So we're still looking for 4, 5, and 6.
Good, good, good.
You have one strike against you.
Oh, Harvey Birdman?
That's a hard one. Oh.
Attorney at law?
He is an attorney at law. That's true.
Attorney at law.
I forgot about
it. It's in
Harvey
the name.
Birdman.
Yeah.
And there's also a girl one, too. So if you get that, she's on there, I'll give it to you still. Show me bird lawyers. Ooh, I'm sorry, that is a second strike.
Damn, that should have been on
really
there, though.
I don't think that was said at all. That was literally, no one said that one, surprisingly. That's a good one.
Charlie's Uncle from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh, wait, Charlie or Charlie's Uncle from It's Always Sunny?
Ooh. You gotta pick if you're gonna go with either of those. Or one of them. I mean.
Gotta pick one.
I'm gonna say Charlie.
The roses.
Yeah. Charlie? Charlie Kelly himself? The bird lawyer?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Show me the real bird lawyer, not Harvey Birdman.
Ew, ew, ew.
That's the number six. Bing. Yep. Charlie Kelly. I think he had like one or two guesses.
Insane.
It's funny. I didn't even think about the bird lawyer thing until I was like after. I was like, oh yeah, he's also a bird lawyer.
What other lawyers?
Him
are
and Harvey Birdman, both bird lawyers.
Family.
So we have
guy
two
lawyers.
More lawyers.
What lawyers were in Family Guy?
I think you have one more strike.
Of one more strike.
Think of fictional lawyers that our friends might know and want to help sue their ex.
Really interesting question.
Yeah.
I think I got my answer if I need to try and steal.
Yeah, no, I'll give. There's some interesting ones I'll share that were not on the board, but were given after they all guessed.
Tom Cruise, when he's like, when Jack Nicholson show is me the like, money. You can't no, handle no. the yeah. truth.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Not the other one. Yeah, yeah, not the show me the money guy.
I don't know. I'm blanking, so that's my guess. Yeah,
show me Tom Cruise! Man. Ooh, I'm sorry that Tom Cruise is not, unfortunately, on here. So that is Gym Leader Nate to steal.
All right, my guess is Elle Woods.
Ooh, Elle Woods from, what is that, Legally Blonde.
Not illegally. Yeah, she's legally.
No, nope.
Get her. She's Mexican.
Lawyer.
Look, we got a blonde Mexican on our hands.
She's not supposed. It's dyed. She's not really blonde. Get her.
Jesus.
Show me Legally Blonde. No. Ooh, I'm sorry. That is unfortunately that was given as a guess, but not on the board.
No women on these
lists.
That's
crazy.
There's women. There's Annalise Keaton.
Who?
From Murder, She Wrote.
What?
That was given by like three. Go talk to Viv. Go talk to Viv if you're mad.
What the fuck?
Viv and your daytime drama shit.
God damn it.
So we have Annalise Keaton.
Viv, you're a loyal listener. Thank you for your support. But fuck you.
I was like.
Yeah, honestly. What happened?
Honestly, who? Well. Okay, also, other people did say Annalise Keaton, so it's not all on Viv.
Yeah,
but,
all of them then. All of you.
Yeah, all who? Of them. But Viv is one of the ones I remember. And I was like, who is this? I was like, oh, cool. So, number four, we have Liar Liar, Jim Carrey himself.
Oh.
Jim Carrey, even though I feel like he would be a bad lawyer because he can't lie is the whole thing, but, you know.
Well, he figured out a way to do to win without lying, and then he gets the ability to lie back anyway. To lie again. So,
true.
And then he could lie better than he could before.
Yeah, unexpected consequence.
Yeah. So some honorable mentions were Vinny from My Cousin Vinny, Elle Woods, Atticus Finch, and Gomez Adam from Adam's Family. I didn't realize he's a lawyer.
Did something have to have like two people vote for it at least, like to get on the board?
So Saul Goodman had 7, Daredevil had 6, everyone else had like 3 to 2 or so.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Charlie Kelly, I think, had 1, but I was like, it's do I do Atticus Finch or Charlie Kelly? And I just kind of was like, yeah, let's go.
Definitely should have been Atticus Finch personally.
Yeah, just I think
both were guests. So it was
that was what you chose. It was between the two.
Hey, they were both. I'm glad that it worked either way. So name a famous Steve. Now I will also take Stevens, Steves, so forth, stuff like that. We have Gibbledang with your first guess, and then
Minecraft Steve.
I mash on it and it does not change for a couple seconds.
Sucks. Minecraft Steve. See, show me Minecraft. Ooh, I'm sorry. That is actually not on the board.
Really?
What was guessed? What? But not enough. This was one, surprisingly, a lot of people guessed a lot of the same Steves.
Steve Jobs? Gym Leader Nate. No.
Whoa.
Gym Leader, if you want to take a guess.
Steve Irwin. Out of 7 Steves. Please. Steve Irwin.
Show me Steve Irwin.
Irwin.
Not, unfortunately, on the board. It was another one given, but not within the top 7 Steves or Stevens. So it's back to you, Gibbledang.
Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs. The Android guy. Show me Steve Jobs.
Ew, ew, ew.
Ooh, number 3 on the board. Steve Jobs. Third most famous Steve listed. Would you like to pass or play?
Play. Steve Rogers.
So we have 7 Steves total. You're going to go with Steve Rogers. Let's see if Steve Rogers is on the board. Ooh, he's unfortunately not on the board.
Okay.
Good Steve, though.
Stephen Strange.
This is confusing.
Stephen Strange. Okay. So let's see if our friends know of Stephen Strange enough to be on the board. Ooh, that is also another strike. 2 strikes.
The fuck?
Okay. Those are 2 I definitely thought would be up there. Whoa.
Yeah. Those are all great Steves. All these Steves are great. And some of them are listed, but not enough to be top 7. So name a famous Steve, Steven, Steven with the PH.
Stevert. Stevethan.
Steve. Yeah, Stevie. Any form of Steve, male, female, non-binary.
Steve.
Steve, Stevens.
Blues Clues Steve.
Stefan.
Ah.
Okay. That's right. There's a guy named Blues Clues. There's a guy on Blues Clues.
You mean Steve. Joe?
Yeah. Show me Blues Clues Steve.
Ew, ew, ew.
That is the number 1 response.
Holy shit.
Blues Clues was the number 1. Yeah. A lot of good Steves out there.
and Stevens and Stevie's and such. Number one, number one and number three are revealed. We still have 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7. What is a famous Steve? Or infamous.
Or infamous. Ooh.
Yeah. Just well-known Steves, essentially. Or Stevens.
I really can't think of anyone else.
You don't want to throw any more Steves out there?
I can't. My brain can't reach.
Right.
Been there.
Like, any more Steves? What other
Steves? With the superheroes.
Like, who the fuck else?
We'll throw it over to Gym Leader Nathan. If you can name a Steve, you can steal these points.
I'll guess Stephen Colbert.
Ah, true. Colbert, okay. That's a good one. Show me Stephen Colbert.
No!
Ooh, unfortunately, that is not on the board. So Gibbledane will be taking home those points.
What about Steve? Is Steve Carell up there? Or Steve Martin?
Let's find out who's on there. So number 7, we have Miller. Steve Miller.
Who?
Of the Steve Miller Band.
Oh.
Shit, what? Oh my god. Did you mean you asked like our dads? Like what? Like
your dad's not your friend? What the fuck? Number 6.
I said the opposite.
Martin. Steve Martin.
Okay, he was up there.
Number 5. Steve Harvey.
Oh my god, we're playing Family Feud right now. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm surprised that one wasn't higher, honestly. Number 4, we have Mr. Buscemi himself.
True.
Steve Buscemi.
And number 2.
Steve Tyler.
Second most famous, Spielberg.
Spielberg. True.
Yeah. So outside of, I mean, again, the only one you were mad at was the last one, which is always the last one. Because it's the least common.
We don't need the point totals. We could just we know Gibbledane won. We don't need the numbers.
Also, I just want to say once again, no women on this list. So
really. Yeah, once again, no female Steves. Yeah. Honestly, yeah, Stevie Nicks could have been right up there.
Not even Steve Vivina.
Let me see with her.
Not even a Stevina. Yeah, you're right.
Some I guess honorable mentions: Stephen King, Steve O. Steven Seagal, Steve Irwin, McQueen, Stevie Wonder, Steve Carell, and from Minecraft. Minecraft Steve, whatever.
Minecraft Steve should have been higher up there. I'm just saying.
True.
Just very got one vote, true. I'm sorry.
Steve of the new age.
Everyone else got two, or like, they had the lowest one, got two votes, surprisingly. But, alright. Yeah, woo! That concludes the game.
Yeah.
Yippee. Yeah.
Now everyone gets all your to friends. Know how much I am not like my friends and have no idea what they think.
It's also, I will say collecting the answers was very interesting, you know, to like get some of the responses from friends that you're like, oh, you like Storage Wars. I never knew that. Or I get to learn about Annalise Keaton, you know?
Yeah, I learned so much about Annalise Keaton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did because I looked into it like a little bit, but you know, we just to kind of cut to the points, we'll skip the points at the request of one of our contestants, not going to name names, but we will say that Gibbledane, you are the winner, and as the winner, you get to go first with plugs.
Cool.
So,
nice.
Name a plug that you would like to plug.
My plug. So I'm going to go ahead and plug Gibbledane at Instagram. I haven't been posting anything lately, but I'm still working on stuff, you know, just been spending
my
time.
You made the new thumbnail.
I made the new thumbnail.
The previous
It's been fun.
Yeah,
thank you. But I've just been playing video games. Add me at Fortnite at Dibbledane.
oh, nice.
Because I locked myself out of my Gibbledane account, so add me at Dibbledane, and I probably won't play with you. Yeah.
Nice.
Who's next?
Follow me, Gym Leader Nate, if you wish. If you want to, give me a follow. Honestly, I'm not doing anything at all. so, honestly, you should follow No Dumb Idea and email us at nodumbidea@gmail.com.
Yeah, do that.
I should focus on that.
Do that, yeah.
And that was on the board. That was the number one response for No Dumb Idea. And for me, you can follow me at didala.art. Yeah, just working on some art stuff and, you know, fun little kooky stuff here and there. So, you know, give me a little little follow-y. Have a blessed one, y'all.
Be blessed. Peace out. Everybody, stay blessed.
Be blessed, bro.
Everybody, stay blessed. No. No.
working at God, working to survive. How could this nightmare be my life?
No, don't
be my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
How could this nightmare be my wife? Dream. I love you, mamas.